Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. How do you overcome objections through your content as an online coach, consultant, or expert? You know, you have a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of expertise, you have a lot of things that you want to share with your audience, but you keep on coming across the same objections. It's too expensive. I need to think about it. Let me talk to my spouse. I want to manifest the money, or let's see what I can do, or I'm already working with another coach, or whatever that thing is. And sometimes it can be very frustrating because you put so much effort and time into your entire process, from getting your people into your funnels to, you know, getting them to book the call with you or whatever that is, right? Time and money and effort, only to come across the same objections over and over again. So in today's episode, what I want to do is walk you through some of the main things that you need to be doing within your content to overcome objections so that you don't get those objections, so that, or at least you rarely get those same types of objections over and over again. And you know, we've been able to do this quite effectively in our own business. And it's a big thing that I teach my clients how to do as well through my programs. In fact, I literally just recorded a new lesson on this very topic, which is why I'm recording this episode today. And for me, it's really important to have a lot of clarity around these things. And it was a really big game changer in my business when I learned how to overcome objections through my content effectively, without kind of falling into the traps that most people will tell you. And we'll get into some of those traps and we'll get into some of those things in a second. But for us, we rarely get objections. In fact, very, very rarely do I get somebody bring up a price objection. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But I want to kind of walk you through a little bit of this process and what it takes so that you don't get these same things coming across. So the first thing that I want to give you right now, or the first kind of shift in mindset that I want you to have, is that for you to be able to overcome objections, you need to stop creating content for people who have objections in the first place. And I know that that might sound very simple, but there's a lot of depth to what I just said. So let me repeat it. If you want to overcome objections, you have to stop creating content for people who have objections in the first place. So what that means for you is that you have to really think about, okay, what are the top objections that I'm getting when I do sales calls? If you haven't watched my video yet, I do have a training or a video or an episode on how to know if you have a messaging problem. And part of the thing that I have you walk through in that process is for you to do an audit on your sales calls, really audit the objections that you're getting. And so if you're very commonly getting the same objections, we need to understand, well, why is this happening? What is my content doing that is bringing in people who have these objections in the first place? And you have to ask yourself, for the people who are ready to buy right now, who are these people? What needs to be true for them to be ready? And so the most common example of this, especially as a high ticket coach, is having people say that they don't have the money or they can't afford working with you or whatever that may be. And what you need to think about is like, okay, what am I creating in my content that is actually calling in the type of people who will bring in this type of objection? So an example of this, and this is one of those traps that people fall into all the time, is creating, you know, content around why they need to invest. Here's why you need to invest in coaching. Here's why what coaching is, and here's why investing is important, or why it's going to help you. If you're creating that type of content, you're speaking to people who have that objection in the first place. So the people that don't have the price objection, they're going to think about the problem in a very, very different way. And so your job is to learn, how do I speak to the people beyond the objection in the first place? And that means for you really uncovering, well, who is my actual ideal audience? Because just because somebody has a problem, that doesn't mean that they are your ideal client. And again, this is one of those things that people teach the total opposite, right? They're like, just speak to the problem, agitate it, speak to the symptoms, make people feel like crap, go over and over again into the problem. Let's go into all of the things, but they don't really do a good job of really defining, well, who is the person? Who is the person who is my ideal client? What needs to be true for them to be ready? And so one of the things that I've discovered is that there's kind of two groups of people. One of them is the group that I call the thinkers, and the other group is the group that's called the doers. And the thinkers are the people that are going to be great at thinking about the problem. They will think about it. They will ruminate on it. They will find information. They will gather here and there, these things and that things. They will want to pick your brain. They want to find out more. But solving the problem is either not a priority for them, not really, or financially, they simply cannot do anything about it. So therefore, they stay in the thinking and not in the actual doing. And so these people might be people that have the exact problem that you're here to solve, whether it's weight loss, or they're single and they want to find a partner, or they're having marital issues, or they're having issues with their businesses, or they want to be able to find their purpose, or whatever that may be. They might have that exact problem, but they're only going to think about the problem and not really take action on solving the problem. The second category of people are the doers. And the doers are the people that have the problem, but they will do something about the problem. They're going to take action. They're going to implement things. They're going to do things. They're going to research, but then they're also going to take action on what they research. They're going to move forward. They're going to invest. They're going to be doing all these things. So for you, it's very important for you to understand, well, what do I need to do to speak more to doers and less to thinkers? Most people are speaking to thinkers. They're speaking to the people who will think about the problem, but will do nothing about it. And so what you need to do is make sure that your content does a good job of overcoming the objections that the doers have, not the thinkers, right? So what that means is that you have to go deeper into uncovering, well, how do I know, or who are the doers within my audience? If we're looking at the problem and like my ideal people, the ones that can afford it, the ones that are ready to take action, the ones that are ready to shift their identity, to step into the person that they want to be, to have the solution in their lives, whatever that is, how does that problem show up for them specifically? How do they view the problem? How do doers view the problem? What have they done in the past to try to solve the problem? Their behaviors are going to be very different than the thinkers. The things that they're doing are going to be very different. And so you see people do things like, you know, when you're trying to figure out your audience, and I've been in programs that teach this, I'm sure that if you've been through enough group coaching programs or marketing programs or work with people, you've heard this before. It's like they ask you, what are the consequences of that problem in many areas of their life? If you don't fix this problem, how is that going to affect your relationships? And how is it going to affect your health? And how is it going to affect your finances? And how is your health going to be affected by it, or your weight, or this? And it's like you're painting this picture of like what the problem is going to look like in 10 years if you don't solve it. And that is something that the thinkers would focus on. The doers are more focused on like, what does this problem look like for me right now? How does this show up in my life right now? And so your content needs to be focused on speaking to those people. And one of the ways in which I like doing this is through the angle of mastery. You've probably heard me talk about the angle of mastery before. And if you haven't, essentially for me, the angle of mastery is your premise, your point of view, your perspective, your unique solution. But a big part of the angle of mastery that I teach my clients is something that is tied to the root cause of your audience's problem. So when we think about the root cause of the problem, what you need to understand is that everybody here is great at speaking to problems and speaking to the consequence and the consequence of the consequence of the problem and the symptoms, and we're agitating the symptom, we're making you feel like crap and all of that. But true experts are great at speaking to the cause of the problem and why they're experiencing this issue in the first place. And if you can express that in a way that is really unique and different, it's going to change the quality of your content and the quality of people that you attract. So for example, for me, one of the root causes that I talk about is that people end up becoming the Ursula. And what that means is that they end up speaking to the poor, unfortunate soul. So for you to be able to overcome objections through your content. You can't be speaking to the poor, unfortunate souls. You can't be just agitating the pain and making people feel like crap about how terrible the situation is and how bad the problem is and how their life is falling apart and all of these horrible things are happening to them, right? You can't do that and expect to be able to have somebody on the other end of the phone not have a bunch of objections, because typically, we're speaking to people from a place of being the Ursula. We're attracting people who are in victim mentality, who are very excessively skeptical about investing, who have been very burned in the past, and who will not necessarily take action. So when you speak to them and get them on the phone, it's no surprise, or it should not be a surprise to you when they say that they are afraid, that they're skeptical, that they're not sure. That's exactly who you're speaking to. And therefore, what you're doing is you're creating a bunch of objections for yourself by just agitating these symptoms and making these people, like, the whole thing be about the problem, but not the person beyond the problem, right? So when the root cause is a big part of you learning how to overcome objections throughout your content, because if you have a way of tying their identity beyond the problem, right? The person beyond the problem. If you have a way of tying the identity to the root cause of the problem, it changes the conversation. And I'll give you an example. Right now, I am working with a client who is a health coach working with women who are in perimenopause. But for us to create a clear picture around who her ideal audience is, we realized that her audience is made up of highly successful women who are super busy, have like very demanding lives. And so therefore, the problem shows up for them in a very specific way, because it's not the same if you are dealing with perimenopause and metabolic changes and weight gain and all these things, if you are a woman who is, you know, maybe doesn't have a very high demanding life, who has a pretty regular career, who's punching like the card and going to work each day, and it's not a big deal, versus somebody who is a high level executive who has a lot of stress. So therefore her cortisol levels are very high and her demands of her life are very different. Her lifestyle is very particular. So we came up with a concept for the root cause of her problem that's called the Peri Power Pivot. And so this is not only about the changes that are going on in her body because of perimenopause, but how perimenopause affects a high level, powerful woman as well, and how the symptoms to that are going to be very particular for that type of audience. So what happens when you create a root cause that is very unique and it's tied to the doer, right? How does that change things? Well, now your audience is going to be more connected to what you're doing, and therefore your solution feels and sounds much more unique. It sounds more powerful and more of something that I need. And so that moves me into talking more about, well, we need to make sure that your content is doing a good job of creating demand for your solution. And part of how you do that is by painting a clear picture of what the root cause of the problem is. Again, you overcome objections through your content by learning how to speak to the root cause and how to speak to the doers. And if you can tie those two things together, even better, because now the root cause is something specifically for me. And you are the only person that's speaking about this root cause or explaining it like this. And therefore, your solution must be the solution for me. So it's not just about this idea of like, the better you can explain the problem, the more that people are going to feel like you have the solution for them. But it's the better that you can explain the problem and how that problem affects the doer, the right person, the more that your solution is going to be tailored for them. And that is how the angle of mastery kind of ties into all of these things, right? You want to make sure that you're speaking to the right person. I do have a training where I go into more details about what the angle of mastery is. Go to angleofmastery.com to be able to watch that 20-minute video. I just recorded a brand new version of it. It is fire. So make sure that you watch it, because I go into a lot of details and I show examples of the thinkers and the doers and all of that as well. Watch that training for more details. But essentially, what we want to do is we want to be able to overcome objections through your content by making sure that we're speaking to the doers, not the thinkers. And so how do the doers do things? How do they think about things? What actions have they taken? What are their behaviors? How are they, what are the objections that the doers actually have? What are the mistakes that these people are making? And so what you want to do is you want to tailor your content to speak to them, because that way you're not coming across objections. Now, obviously there are more specific things that you can do to overcome those objections anyways, because these people will have objections, but you have to learn how to overcome them through your actual content and through the things that you're doing. So what I mean with this is, I'll give you an example from my end. So for me, one of the most common objections that I get, because my audience is made up of doers, these are people who take action, who have invested in a lot of programs, they will say to me things like, well, I have invested a lot in marketing already, and you know, I'm afraid to invest again, right? That might be a common objection. So it's not about, I don't see the value behind it, or it's not about, this is too expensive. It's more about, I have these things. So a way in which I personally overcome that objection, because I understand what my audience's problem is and how the doers view the problem, is I will give them an analogy of an Olympic athlete. And if you're an Olympic athlete, you're not going to say, okay, I'm going to hire the nutritionist, and once I get my gold medal, I will come back and I will hire the fitness coach. And then once I get my gold medal, I will come back and I will hire the mindset coach. That's not how it works. If you want to get the gold medal, you need to have these different people that are serving you in different ways. So in my case, if you want to be able to build success and generate the income, yes, hire the marketing coaches. Yes, hire the sales coaches. You need them, but you also need the messaging coach. You need the person that's going to come in and really help you with your messaging. So what I do when I share an analogy like that one is that it's a good way for me to overcome the objection that I have around, I have this coach that I hired for marketing. Well, great, but they didn't help you with messaging. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here right now. If you're getting so many objections in your marketing strategy, it's because your messaging is off. It's typically not a marketing problem. It is a messaging problem. And so that is how I overcome those objections. So in your case, you want to think about, okay, what is the problem that my audience has? What are the objections that the doers have? What are the objections that these people might be bringing up that we haven't even, like, or how do we overcome those? How do we bring them in through my content? How do we create more demand for my services by really painting a clear picture on how my solution is tailored for their root cause, but the root cause of the doer, not the root cause of the thinker, the root cause of the problem that the doer has. And so the more that you can create content that speaks to these things, the more powerful all of it is going to be. What happens most of the time is that people are creating content that just brings up objections. Like I said before, if you're saying things like, here's why you need to invest, or here's why coaching is helpful, or here's why coaching helps, those are things that are actually speaking to people that have objections, and therefore you're bringing up those objections. Another thing that people do in terms of the Ursula Poor Unfortunate Soul is saying things like, you're feeling a lot of anxiety, you're feeling hopeless, and nothing is working, and nothing has worked in the past. That type of content is actually going to attract people that are going to bring up that objection. So most people have a blind spot in terms of the objections that they don't even recognize. They have not noticed because they don't know how to overcome objections through content. So how I can help you is through our 15-minute brand message assessment. And what I will do is I will take a look at your content, whether that is your landing page, your ads, your sales page. I will skim through your webinar if you have a webinar or a video sales letter, and I will tell you where you are actually bringing up objections without even recognizing, where you're speaking to the thinkers without even realizing it. This is a quick 15-minute conversation. It is not a sales call. It is really a high-value call where I will look at your content and tell you where you're speaking to objections and haven't even noticed it so far. So if you want to do that, go to brandmessagesession.com or click below this video or this audio to book that call. You're going to find the button for it right there. Make sure, my friends, that you are following me on Facebook, subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Please leave me a comment below letting me know if this was helpful for you, or what are the most common objections that are coming up for you as well. And also leave a review so that more people can watch this podcast, listen to it, get more insights from me, and all of these amazing things as well. I hope that this was helpful, and I will see you in another episode. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag #BreakthroughBrandShow. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.